Morning, Mrs. J. What'll it be?
Eggs Neptune, Rosie. Better get George's, too.
Two Neptunes coming up. And it's going, going. Saved by Rosie in the outfield. And the crowd goes wild.
We really should get that menu later fixed.
I don't know, Mrs. J. It kind of keeps me limber in the off-season.
Good morning, dear.
You'd better hurry and eat, dear. You'll be late for work again.
Oh, I got plenty of time.
Morning.
Good morning, dear.
Dad, I don't want to go to school today.
Oh, that's fine, Elroy.
George! Now, Elroy, we've been through this three times this week. You have to go to school.
Listen to your mother, Elroy.
But, Dad, I hate school. They're always picking on me.
Sometimes you just gotta face the things you don't like, Elroy. After all, you can't go through life lying down.
George!
He's out at the plate, Mrs. J.
Oh, he's been so run down lately. Nothing seems to snap him out of it.
Looks like Miss Judy's found the answer.
What in the galaxy is that?
It's Bruce Darcy's latest dish. Doesn't it flip you?
Yeah, well, just flip in there and turn that thing off.
Oh, Dad, you're so earthbound.
Oh, boy, that music is not what I needed to hear this morning.
You're just getting older, dear. Remember the songs we used to listen to?
They didn't sound like that. And I am not getting old. I just feel a little run down.
Then maybe you should stay home today.
Yeah, Dad. I'll stay home with you.
Elroy?
No, honey, I can't. Spacely's got some big presentation coming up and... Oh, my gosh, what time is it? 8:40. I'm late for work. Goodbye, honey. And don't ever let me oversleep like this again.
No, I give up.
Announcing new products from Contempo Computers, the company that thinks young. Are you tired of troublesome spots on your clothes? Well, now you can blast them out with the Nuclear Spot Remover, new from Contempo Computers. And don't let another stranger into your house unless you have the security welcome mat from Contempo Computers. Never again will you be bothered by guests carrying pesky concealed weapons. Great fun at parties, too. All new from Contempo Computers, the company that thinks young.
Now there's a modern company, Contempo Computers, the company that thinks young. We've got to get that account, Jetson. Jetson! Napping on company time, eh? I'll fix him.
Yes, sir, Mr. Spacely, sir.
I ought to fire you. That tape you just slept through was about Contempo Computers.
Contempo Computers?
I wouldn't expect you to know about it, Jetson. It's only the hottest new company in the galaxy. We're meeting with a guy who runs it tomorrow. They say he's a young genius, full of fresh ideas. We've got to come up with an angle to sell them our sprockets.
What about the old dependability angle, sir? You can depend on Spacely Sprockets, a company that never changes.
I expected a stale old idea like that from a stale old mind like yours. Fortunately, I planned ahead. You see that billboard, Jetson? I put them all over town.
Spacely Sprockets need bright young executives? Apply now?
That's right, Jetson. Youth. The future belongs to the young. If we're going to stay in this game, we need someone with a fresh face, new ideas, someone who thinks young.
You called? You're Mr. Spacely?
Yes. Who are you?
Jack Nova's the name. Sales is the game. I'm here about the job. I just graduated from MIT, the Martian Institute of Technology. My thesis was on Contempo Computers.
That's perfect. Miss Booster, have those billboards taken down and tell the other applicants to go home.
Oh, that's already taken care of. I told them the position is filled.
Well, now there's an enterprising young man. Jetson, why can't you be more like that?
I mean,
Nova, with you making this pitch, we're bound to get the account.
glad to be on board, Mr. Spacely.
What about me, sir?
Of course, Jetson. I forgot. We'd better have an older employee like you at the meeting. So you can fall asleep in the middle of it. Now get out of here and clear those cobwebs out of your middle-aged brain if you want to keep your job.
Nice knowing you, pal.
Boy, what a day.
Home early, Mr. Jetson?
Yeah, Henry. I'm not feeling so hot.
Well, Mr. Jetson, when you get to be our age, you got to slow down a little.
Our age? Yeah, Henry, I guess you're right.
You got to be good to that old ticker if you wanted to keep on ticking.
Yeah, it's me, Henry, a ticking clock, and my time is running out.
Okay, ladies, come on. And one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Honey, I'm home.
Board!
Astro, down, boy, down. Knock it off, will you? I'm too old for this.
Rorik!
Help me up, Astro.
Okay, Rorik.
George, what's wrong?
Jane, honey, it's all over. Get out my will.
You will? What are you talking about?
Spacely says I'm too old for my job.
That's ridiculous, George. Mr. Spacely doesn't realize how valuable you are to that company.
It's not just Spacely. I might as well face it, Jane. I'm getting old.
Mom, I'm home. What's wrong with Dad?
Oh, Elroy, my son. Let me look at you one last time.
You going somewhere, Dad?
Yes, Elroy. You might say I'm heading for that big black hole in the sky.
Oh, good. Then I can change schools.
What's this about changing schools, Elroy?
That bully's after me again.
The problems of youth. How sweet those problems seem when the very laser light of life itself is soon to be snuffed.
Roar! Wrong, Remus!
Get off me, you canine oaf!
You're being silly, George. Look at Jock the Rocket. He's twice your age, and he's in great shape.
One, two, three, and rest.
How does he do it?
Friends, are you feeling tired and run down? Have you lost the old planetary pep?
Boy, I'll say.
Then do what I do. Visit the Nuclear Nutrition Center. Yes, the Nuclear Nutrition Center has a full supply of Venusian vitamins and cosmic health foods to put you back in orbit. Come on, stop in today. Tell them Jock sent you.
George, if you're really feeling so bad, it wouldn't hurt to give those health foods a try.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I'll show that Spacely just how young I can be. After all, I've got nothing to lose except my job.
You're going to need the full treatment, buddy boy. Cosmic Health, Atomic Heat, Space Bounce, Galactic Weak Germ, Retro Rose Hip, Solar Selenium, Neuroniacin, B-Complex, C-Simplex, D-Multiplex.
What's this?
Oh, just a little experimental formula of mine.
Rejuvenex?
It's designed to make people feel younger, but I can't give it to you. It's very experimental. Hasn't been tested yet. Down, boy, down.
Nice. Looks like my solar yeast bit the dust.
Oh, dear. Let me see if there's more in the back room. Come on, boy.
Rejuvenex, huh? That old nut will never notice if I take a little.
You're in luck! Huh? I found another bottle!
Oh, great. Thanks a lot.
Hope you feel better. Liver spot, don't eat that! The Rejuvenex formula! It works!
It works terrible too well.
Eggs Neptune sure smells good. I'm starved.
Good. Here's your breakfast, Mr. J.
Ah, what is it?
Space sprouts and mashed yeast. Yummy.
I ate this junk for dinner last night, and I don't feel any better.
You can have anything in this box. I hear the cosmic help is scrumptious this time of year.
Very funny. I'm glad that torturing me hasn't impaired your sense of humor.
Now, dear, give the new diet a few days before you pass judgment on it.
I can pass judgment on it after one bite. It tastes terrible.
Well, don't stuff yourself. I'm going shopping. See you tonight.
Bye, dear. Good friend. Hey, Rejuvenex. I wonder. Well, it can't be any worse than mashed peas. Hey, I feel better already. I'll show that spacely some youth. Astro, cut it out! Astro, are you nuts? Huh? Oh, no, the Rejuvenex! It made me into a kid! Astro, wait! It's me, George!
Right! I'm sorry, George!
I don't know who you are, but Elroy's not here.
Me, George! Don't you recognize me?
Sorry, Georgie, but Elroy has so many friends I can't keep track. Now, bring him home.
Gee, this is terrible. Basically wanted me to think young, but oh, this is ridiculous. I just have time to stop by that nutrition place and pick up the antidote.
Uh-oh. All right, son. Aren't you a little young to be driving?
I can explain, officer. I took a youth serum. I'm really an adult.
Sure you are, son. Now just come along quietly. I'll take you to school.
School? I'm supposed to be at work. See, I'm really 38, but I stopped by the health food store.
Listen, kid, save it for your creative writing class.
Wait, you've got to listen to me. Sheesh, I'm a middle-aged juvenile delinquent.
The hypotenuse of a variable molecular cosine is the sum of its quadrants subdivided by the ratio of its square root, or something like that.
Very good, Elroy. Now, if you'll all get your trigonometry tapes. Excuse me, class.
Ma'am, I caught this kid playing hooky from school. Recognize him?
Never seen him before, but he looks like a troublemaker.
Listen to me! I'm an adult!
Now, we can't call ourselves an adult if we play hooky from school, can we?
He says his name's George. I'd appreciate it if you'd look after him for a day.
I'll keep him in line.
Wait, you can't leave me here!
George, unless you want to stay after school, you'll take an empty desk and keep quiet.
After school, I've got to get to work.
Now, that's the right attitude.
Psst, Elroy! Elroy!
George, one more outburst out of you young men, and you'll be sitting on the dunce stool. I warned you, you juvenile delinquent.
I didn't do anything. Something hit me. Hey, what's going on?
They're going to recess. You're staying here. Hall monitor to room 26, please. Keep an eye on this one in the dunce cap, will you?
Ooh, he looks like a troublemaker.
Listen, this is all a mistake. Call my wife. Call my boss. I'll lose my job.
Gee, that voice sounds familiar.
Call Mr. Spacely.
Dad?
Listen, I've got to get to a meeting. What do you want? Money? A new job? Household lubricant?
You can't bribe me, you rapscallion.
Help, help.
A child in trouble.
Okay, gravity belt stuck.
Your belt looks all right to me.
It's fine now, thanks.
Nice going, Elroy.
I've been duped. Come back here.
One of these ought to do something.
Let's scream.
You ain't kidding, kid.
Delinquent escaped. Vandalism. Sound the alarm.
Escape student vandal. Be on the lookout for George and his accomplice.
I can't take being a kid anymore. I've got to get the antidote.
I'm gonna find that kid.
You better go, Dad.
Yeah, call your mother and tell her to meet me at Contempo Computers.
Okay, Dad.
And thanks, Elroy.
There he goes. After him.
What do you mean there's no antidote?
Well, I told you it hadn't been tested yet.
You mean I'm gonna be like this forever?
Relax. Maybe you'll enjoy life as a kid.
Uh-oh, where's your back door?
I don't have one.
You do now.
Which way did that kid go?
Out the new back door.
River spot. H2O,
of course! Water's the antidote!
Eureka! I'll just have to explain this to Mr. Spacely and hope for the best. They're gaining on me. I better step on it.
It's that juvenile delinquent again. And this time he's speeding.
Oh, there you are, Nova. Ready for the big pitch?
Yes, but he's making it from me.
Cogswell, what are you doing here?
Just cloning, Spacely, old pal. Just cloning.
But I thought...
You thought I was working for you? That's the oldest gag in the book.
Ooh, if you weren't working for him, I'd fire you.
When our young friend here makes his pitch, this Contempo account will be in the bag. My bag, that is.
Maybe I can still get Jetson here. Where's the phone?
I think I lost it. Oops, 2 minutes to the meeting.
Yes, Mr. Spacely?
Miss Booster, get me George Jetson. This is an emergency.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Spacely!
Hey, go away, kid. I'm busy.
But it's me, George.
Mr. Jetson isn't here, sir.
Of course I'm not there. I'm here.
Well, find him and tell him to get the Contempo computers on the double.
Yes, sir.
But, Mr. Spacely, it's me, George Jetson. I'm right here.
Jetson? Where?
Here!
Jetson, what happened to you?
I bought a tonic to make me feel young again, and it turned me into a kid.
Spacely, you make it too easy for me. What are you running here? A business or a nursery school?
Oh, I'm finished. Ruined. Doomed.
Excuse me, gentlemen. The president of the company is on his way out to see you.
Oh, no. I can't let him see you.
What's going on here?
Well, I was just... That is, I mean, he's not.
Don't mind Spacely and his child labor problems, Mr. President. I'm sure that my company has just what you're looking for.
But I'm not the president. He is.
So you're the young genius who runs this place.
Correct. And who, sir, might you be?
George Jetson, sir, with Spacely Sprocket.
Wait. I mean, he's not.
Are you Mr. Spacely?
Yes.
It's about time that large corporations hired young people like myself.
What? Oh, of course. George here is my top man. I mean boy. I mean...
I applaud you on your good judgment. The account is yours.
Oh, thank you, sir. You won't be sorry.
Gentlemen, we have another appointment.
Nice meeting you.
Jetson, we did it.
Nova, you're fired.
Hey, who knew?
Spacely, you sly dog, you.
That's his bike, all right. He must be inside.
Jetson, that was a mighty clever ruse of yours. Turning into a kid.
Thank you, sir, but I...
No buts, George. It's the vice presidency for you.
There he is!
Yay!
What's going on?
He belongs in school.
He belongs in jail.
Uh-oh. Wait, you can't put me in school. I'm a vice president. Where am I?
I don't believe it.
Do you still want to put me in school?
But you were a kid. A dog. Kid. It's not left you. A dog. Kid. A dog. Kid. A dog. Kid. A dog. Kid. A dog. Kid.
I guess you'll still have to lock me up for that ticket.
Are you kidding? If I told them about this down at the station, they'd lock me up.
Jetson, you've got to get more of that youth potion. The president of Contempo thinks you're a kid.
Oh, no. I've had it with youth. In fact, after today, I'm looking forward to my old age.
Oh, where am I going to get another kid?
Dad, you're back to your old self again.
George, I got here as fast as I could.
Elroy! Listen, son, how would you like to be a vice president?
Gee, Mr. Spacey, sounds swell, I think.
My boy, I've got big plans for you.
What's going on?
Jane, honey, you'd never believe it. So what do you say, you and me, just go home and grow old together?
George.
Well, not at all.